This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Mexico's government on Wednesday presented a civil lawsuit against several weapons manufacturers in a U.S. court, alleging negligent business practices caused damage in Mexico. Reuters' Gavino Garay has more.
The civil suit alleges that units of Smith & Wesson, Barrett Firearms, Colt's Manufacturing Company, Glock Incorporated, Sturm, Ruger & Company, and others knew their business practices generated illegal arms trafficking in Mexico, the document said. Mexican officials said on Wednesday that Mexico is seeking compensation for damages, which are estimated at as much as $10 billion. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador has been prioritizing tackling the flow of illicit firearms from the United States into Mexico, which has seen record-high homicide rates in recent years.
That's Reuters' Gavino Garay. The Biden administration is taking the first steps toward requiring nearly all foreign visitors to the United States to be vaccinated for the coronavirus. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The Biden administration is moving toward requiring all foreign visitors to the United States to be vaccinated for the coronavirus, according to a White House official. The vaccine requirement would be part of the administration's phased approach to easing travel restrictions for foreign citizens entering the U.S. Although it has faced pressure from affected allies to lift some restrictions, the Biden administration has kept travel restrictions in place, citing the spread of the Delta variant of COVID-19. Interagency working groups will study how and when to safely move toward resuming normal travel. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Former President Barack Obama has scaled down his 60th birthday party due to the surge in the Delta variant of the coronavirus. Obama, who turned 60 on Wednesday, had been criticized for planning a big celebration during a pandemic. This is VOA News. The head of the World Health Organization called Wednesday for a moratorium on administering booster shots of COVID-19 vaccines. At a news conference, WHO Chief Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the world's primary industrialized nations must show leadership out of the coronavirus pandemic.
It's no understatement to say that the course of the pandemic depends on the leadership of the G20 countries.
At the White House, spokesperson Jen Psaki said the United States can do both.
But we believe we can do both. We also, in this country, have enough supply to ensure that every American has access to a vaccine.
WHO officials say the science is unproven about whether giving booster shots to people who have already received two vaccine doses is effective in preventing the spread of the virus. The UN Health Agency has repeatedly called for rich countries to do more to help improve access to vaccines in the developing world. Groups of protesters hurled stones and Molotov cocktails and clashed with security forces near the Lebanese parliament on Wednesday as the nation marked 1 year since a horrific explosion at Beirut's port killed more than 200 people. The grim anniversary comes amid an unprecedented economic and financial meltdown and a political stalemate that has kept the country without a functioning government for a full year. Prayers and a memorial service took place later in the day, which was declared a national day of mourning. The explosion killed at least 214 people, according to official records, and injured and maimed thousands while devastating entire neighborhoods of the city. A coal-fueled power plant in southwestern Turkey and nearby residential areas were being evacuated Wednesday evening as flames from a wildfire reached inside the plant, a mayor and local reporters said, as sirens from the plant could be heard blaring. Milas Mayor Muhammed Tokat from Turkey's main opposition party has been warning of the fire risks for the past 2 days for the Kemikoy power plant in Muğla province. He said late Wednesday that the plant was being evacuated. Local reporters said the wildfires had also prompted the evacuation of the nearby seaside area of Oran. Microsoft says employees must be fully vaccinated to enter the company's U.S. offices and other work sites starting next month. The company is also delaying its return to the office until October 4th. There's more news on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.